tiger!
Order, order.
Boo.
New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters back in the House for Question Time on Tuesday, giving the government a fright after his successful campaign to win the Northland seat left vacant by the resignation of National's Mike Sabin back in January.
Question number 11, the Right Honourable Winston Peters. Order, order. The Right Honourable Winston Peters, question number 11.
Boo.
Question number 11, like many others during the week, was about Northland, with Mr. Peters asking the Prime Minister, John Key, for details of National spending promises during the campaign.
If, as he said, the government would unveil these promises after the by-election, will he now categorise precisely what these promises are, now that the by-election, thank heavens, is over?
Right, Honourable
Mr. Speaker, the member should know Northland well enough to know what the priorities that the government is going to announce are.
There were also questions arising from the by-election campaign for the Prime Minister from the Leader of the Opposition, Labour's Andrew Little.
Is he aware that it's not only Northland that's seen its road funding slashed under National? In fact, Northland, Gisborne, Hawke's Bay, Taranaki and State Highway 3, Manawatu, Whanganui, Marlborough, Nelson, Tasman and the West Coast now get a total of $100 million a year less to maintain and improve their roads than they did when this government came to power.
Right, Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, that's quite incorrect. The only thing that got eroded was the Labor Party's vote in Northland that fell by two-thirds, the first outing under Andrew Little, and he got done.
Mr. Key got even more personal in response to another question from Andrew Little the next day.
Does he stand by his statement that, quotes, falling off a high horse in Northland can force ACC levies up, end quote? If so, is that why the government has set work and earners levies above the levels recommended by ACC?
Right, Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, I say to the junior leader of the opposition,
order.
Yes and no.
Order. It's that sort of start to the question, to the answer, does not help the order of the South. Now, Andrew Little.
Grow up. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
That was on Wednesday when questions were followed by the general debate and more about the by-election from, among others, National List MP Joanne Hayes.
Let's talk about bribes, shall we? Let's talk about free student loans, eh? That was one of the biggest bribes of Labor, wasn't it? Oh, yeah. Now, let's talk again about New Zealand First bribes in the by-election. Let's talk about that port. How on earth is he going to deliver on a port? He's not going to be able to. 10 bridges, we're going to be able to deliver on 10 bridges. That's what we've put into our plan and that's what we're going to do because we are a government that delivers on our promise. We are a government. When we say we are committed to doing stuff, we do it.
Just along the national benches from Joanne Hayes, their MP for Rangitata, Joe Goodhue, acknowledged that the result contained a message for the government, but there was also another message in the campaign.
The people of Northland got a message from Labor as well. They got a message that they did not care enough to campaign hard for the seat. They had nothing to offer in the way of policies, so much so that they threw Willow Jean Prime under the bus.
National's Joe Goodhue in Wednesday's general debate, which was followed by the last Members' Day for at least a month, with a three-week adjournment ahead. Most of it was taken up with the second reading debates on two bills sponsored by National's Christchurch Central MP, Nikki Wagner. One was a private bill enabling the Trust Board running her city's arts centre to cope with the impact of the earthquakes. The second was a local bill fixing up mistakes made by the Christchurch City Council in the setting rates in the decade up to last year. There was just time left on Wednesday to complete the committee stage of a members' bill from the New Zealand First Party's deputy leader, Tracy Martin, providing a clothing allowance for orphans and unsupported children. For the government, a respectable tally of six bills in the week, one containing a range of amendments closing loopholes and benefit payments, and five bills split out of the Objectionable Publications and Indecency Legislation Bill. Looking to the future now, here's the Leader of the House, Gerry Brownlee.
Mr. Speaker, next week the House begins a three-week recess when the House resumes on the 28th of April. It's the government's intention to begin the debate on the Appropriations 2013-14 Confirmation and Validation Bill, as well as a number of other second and third readings on the order paper.
Then it'll soon be time for the budget, the seventh from National's Finance Minister Bill English, who will rise to present it at 2 p.m. on Thursday, May the 21st. Now the final word from Winston Peters.
Boo!
I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.